4ULP monitoring.
I believe that's Alexander.
It's Alexander, and how are you doing today?
Well, I haven't been up too long. Doing fairly well. Hope you are.
And fine. What is your name again?
Delta Oscar November. Don.
No, I have you in my logbook somewhere. Just, I don't remember the names too well.
Yeah, I'm in your logbook. I've talked to you before. Hope you had a good Christmas. It started off kind of sad, though. We lost one of our friends to cancer and upset us a little bit, or not a little bit, a lot. But that's the way life is. I guess God decided that it was her time to go, and she left us.
Yeah, I could see how
that is. We had pretty good. We went over to my wife's brother's house and had a big meal and exchanged gifts, and it was pretty good. No complaints. Radio.
Be the repeater, because when I unkeyed my radio put out a Roger beep, and this is an old Yaesu 2900. That was way before the Roger beeps. It I know Dave was playing around with the radio yesterday to reprogram the repeater. Yeah, he might have put a Roger beep on it by accident. K4OIM, I'll be clear, but monitor.
Yeah, I don't think my radio has a Roger beep. It could have, I'm not sure.
It's not your radio, it's the repeater. It's the same sound that the repeater makes, and it's not the radio. I know my radio doesn't have a Roger beep in it, and the other gentleman there isn't doing the same thing, so it's got to be the repeater.
I don't know. My radio's, new, but I don't know if it has a Roger beep function on it, I don't know everything it does yet.
But I know it's not programmed in the radio. And it's doing it with everybody that keyed up, yours and the fella that's just on there, and but I just wanted to say good morning to you, and I've heard you on many, many times there. I know you came in and said you were monitoring, and I thought I'd say hello to you. I've got to get up here and feed my dog, and we've got a heavy-duty dog out there on the porch. She weighs 130 pounds.
Big dog.
Bernard. We've had her for number of years. She's getting old, and we had another one before that, but he passed away, but he weighed 180, I think it was, and this one that we've got now, Alexander, is female, and the male ones are bigger than the females, so but this will be the last one. When this one passes on, we're not going to have any more. I'm getting too old to carry on with them, and I'm just not going to have any more.
We have a boxer. He was the runt of the litter. So he's a little bit smaller than the normal boxer. I'm not sure exactly how much he weighs.
Well, good morning to you. I've got to do some things here, so I'm going to sign out here. Always a pleasure talking with you. I hope the rest of your day goes well and everything works out for you. This is KG4PFI. That's Kilo Golf 4 Papa Foxtrot India. And my name is Don. And hope to talk to you again sometime.
To talk to you again sometime soon too. And I hope you have a good rest of your day. 7-3, KO4, QLP, but I'll be clear and monitored.
Yeah, KC4SME. 10 meters is upper sideband, not FM. Meters is 6 meters is sideband as well. There's something that goes on when 6 meters is rolling. It's a weird type of skip, but nevertheless, good morning. I don't know who you're talking to, but good morning, KC4SME.
Or ULP monitoring. Or ULP monitoring. Or ULP.
ULP AA1RD.
Or ULP, how are you today?
Doing well, Alexander. My name's Bob, B-O-B. I live over in Piedmont with my wife, Anita, and heard you monitoring a few minutes ago. Thought I would just say hello and wish you a good morning.
You also have a very good morning, and how have you been today?
Well, it's foggy over here, and I took our dog out for a nice walk, and I am about to the bottom of my first cup of coffee. So I think technically you could say I'm awake, maybe, almost, having a good morning thus far. We've got some contractors coming by the house to give us quotes on some work that we need done, but other than that, it's going to be kind of a restful day between Christmas and New Year.
You can take it restful and have a good day. So I don't believe I have you in my logbook, so... what is your call sign again?
Alpha 1 Romeo Delta AA1RD. And my name is Bob.
Bob, so, I got you down now. I believe you're my, 55th contact in log.
I admire you. You're keeping a log. That's excellent. That's very good. Well, I'm pleased to be your 55th entry in the log. And what day was your first entry into the log?
I have to flip back, and that would be November the 5th.
To the 5th of this year of 2021. You're piling up the contacts on 2 meters. That's great. Very good. Well, I've had my ticket since about November of 2019, I think. So a couple of years longer than you. I was busy with businesses all my working career, and when I retired, I had always wanted to get into amateur radio, and so I jumped into it a couple of years ago, and I love it.
The amateur radio, I don't regret getting my license.
I hope that more youth follow your footsteps, because it's great to hear you on the air and to know that you're enjoying the hobby.
That's what... another ham operator is trying to do right now. His name is Todd. His call sign is KO4WTF. Right now he is at a Boys Scout camp out, and he's doing amateur radio there and trying to get some Boy Scouts to get their license, and his 14-year-old son is thinking about getting his license too. So hopefully if that's successful, we'll have more youth on the air.
Good. See, you've started a trend already. Well, it's great talking with you, Alexander. I'm glad to have made contact with you this morning, and I hope you have a very good day. I'll sign now and jump off and go for that second cup of coffee. Have a great day, and we'll talk again down the log, I'm sure. This is Alpha Alpha 1 Romeo Delta. I will be clear with KO4 ULP on your final.
Thanks, Bob, and have a... good rest of your day. KO4 ULP clear.
ULP NY4G.
For ULP.
Alexander, this is NY4G November Yankee 4 Golf. Name is Ariel, A R I E ATL, Alfa Romeo India Echo Lima. Good to hear you this morning. Been monitoring 2 meters this morning for some reason. I'm in my shop building a transformer for NFED half-wave antenna for HF. How about yourself?
I'm good. I'm, you know, been sitting around here in the shack a good bit of the morning. And what was your call sign again and name? I just didn't quite catch it.
Yeah, for your 56th entry on your log, it's NY4G. That's November Yankee 4 Golf. Name is Ariel, A-R-I-E-L, and Alpha Romeo India Echo Lima. Alpha Romeo India Echo Lima. QTH here is Traveler's Rest. Back to you.
Traveler's Rest, because I'm also based in Traveler's Rest, about 2 or 3 minutes away from North Greenville University.
Well, I'm a mile from the corner of Chinquapin and Tigerville Road here in, I'm just about 3/4 of a mile from the university.
So, yeah, we're pretty close together then, because we're not that far from that.
Are you on a main road?
Yes and no. We are off of 414, so you go up to Old Boswell, and the first street on the left is ours.
Oh, I'm familiar with that. I know where Old Boswell is.
And, so if you're going up Old Boswell from 414, we're the first street there.
Finally wound this transformer, and I'm going to see if I can test it to how measure its efficiency. It's interesting working as a side hobby within a hobby, which is making antennas for amateur radio.
Antennas, I'd like to experiment around with that sometime.
Every once in a while, I would experiment with it, too, to see, now that I've measured efficiencies, I would put them on a mode called WSPR, Weak Signal Propagation Reporter, Whisper, and I would do it in several bands. I have a 200 milliwatt Whisper transmitter, and I have two of them, so I can compare the performance of two different antennas at the same time.
That way, that seems like that'd be very handy to have.
Interesting what the results are. Seeing how far you can reach with, I also have a 5-watt, 60-meter transceiver that is able to transmit on Whisper.
Heard of a 5-watt HF rig, but, I guess they make them out there.
5-watt transmitters. I have a whole bunch of them. One is called a mountain topper. I take it on summit hikes. I hike to mountain tops as a hobby as well. It's a hobby within a hobby. It's called Summits on the Air. And I think I've hiked 142 or so mountain summits, all in the southeast. All the highest ones. And then I would transmit amateur radio in HF, and then I would get chased by people all over the world, not just the U.S.
What? Like, how big are those, and, you know, how big of an antenna do you have to have?
Whack. When I it's so small, I can... Once I took my bicycle up to Mount Mitchell, and I had a 2.5-pound radio package that includes the mast, the radio, the antenna, and the feed line. So I just put it in my backpack, bicycle up Mount Mitchell, erect my transceiver up on Mount Mitchell, and make contacts all over the world.
You need equipment that small for HF?
Nothing but wire. The mast is a carbon fiber mast that extends up to 20 feet. It weighs less than a pound. And the radio is a mouse hopper. It's about the size of a cigarette box, maybe a large cigarette box. You're probably not familiar with what cigarette packs are, but it's not much bigger than a cigarette pack. And the battery is a small lithium ion power pack, about the size of 3 AA batteries. And I made contacts all the way up to New Zealand from atop a mountain.
Was that on CW or a voice transmission?
Well, voice is not as efficient long distance transmission than CW. Of course, whisper is even more efficient, or a digital mode like PSK or FT would be even more efficient than CW.
Interesting. I didn't really know that. So do they make any small radios that do voice?
Yeah. A 2-pound radio that does, it's made by Elecraft. It's called KX2, and it does all the bands, sideband, and CW, and it also transmits RTTY, radio teletype, and PSK31.
That's pretty neat. So that only 2 pounds. That's not very heavy for a radio that could do that much.
Specializes in making these small radios for people that do. A little island off the coast of Newfoundland, or I think the Canadians pronounce it Newfoundland. And I took my Elecraft K50, I have a 50-watt radio or 100-watt radio. It has a small amplifier that's built for it, but I think I was only transmitting 50 watts from that little island.
How far did you reach?
On the beach, and I was getting worldwide contact. There were a lot of Japanese. For the Japanese, the island of St. Pierre is a rare entity, and so the Japanese were eager to hunt me down.
It's pretty neat. All the way to Japan from just portable radio. My dad wanted something small because he's getting his ham license. I can do HF. He was wondering if they made a handheld, so we didn't find any, but wow, that seems almost like a handheld.
Like how far your radio can reach with so little power. Once I made a whole bunch of experiments, and I have it documented in my blog, I transmitted 100 milliwatts, that's a tenth of a watt, and I got made a radio contact with Hungary, which is with a prefix HA. The station was HA3RM or something like that. It's in my logbook somewhere, but that's my record for miles per watt. Held a whole bunch of those on different bands, over 1,000 miles per watt.
It's pretty good. I didn't know so little power would reach so far.
Is very refractive, or when the solar cycle gives a good amount of ionization to the upper atmosphere becomes very refractive and transmits radio signals really efficiently with very little power.
Pretty interesting. Yeah, I'm excited to get involved in HF. I have a classic HF rig here, just need to get the antenna for it, and then I can play around on 10 meters.
And also be on 40 meters. There's a technician portion of 40 meters, and also a technician portion on 10 meters.
A technician portion on 40 meters. On my test I took, it said a technician only have privileges on 10 meters only.
Band plan, and on 40 meters. The portion between 7.125 and 7.175 on, it's CW only though, 7.02, let's see, 7 megahertz, On CW, you can be on between 7.025 and 7.125 with a novice or technician license.
I don't know CW, so that wouldn't be very handy, but I plan to learn that, maybe after I get my extra.
I'll learn it using get on the CW portion of 40 meters, and there are plenty of people willing to practice.
Yeah, I want to, learn it sometime. It sounds like it'd be fun.
It's more fun than sideband because it's more of a challenge, and you can do more with it, too.
I have to get good at it, I don't know when I'll decide to learn it, but I definitely want to do that sometime.
People know that if you're savvy with computers, you can also be on the digital portion, some of the bands. I'm not sure which ones, though. We can also be in the digital portion of the band.
KO4CL Appreciation ID. Yeah, I'm not too into the computers. My dad is, and he's starting for his ham license, so he's interested in playing around with the digital stuff, so, I'll probably do a little bit of that with him.
Yes, you can study for your general license and get on the in the different bands on HF. There are a lot of privileges on with a general license on HF sideband.
I plan to get my general and then eventually upgrade to my extra. I'm looking forward to doing more with HF.
Yeah, a lot of fun. There's so much to explore on HF because it gives you so many possibilities.
Yeah, pretty neat. I can't wait to do it. I have this HF rig, just staring me down. I just need to get that antenna for it, and then I be able to operate.
Sort of a classic HF rig. What can you tell me? Who makes it?
Pentec rig.
Did you say?
Yet.
Do you know which model? NY4G for station ID.
The symbol Tentec, it says Min D. I'm not sure other than that.
Well, Tentecs are nice radios. They are made here in Tennessee, and not sure they're still making radios, but they do make good radios.
Business or somebody else bought them out, so I don't think they're still actively making radios.
I've got to go here and move on to some other thing I need to do today, but it was nice talking to you, Alexander. I'll hear you on the air sometime, hopefully on HF when you feel like it. And since you're so close by, you're welcome to visit my shack as well. You can see the operation of HF shack here, and that's local to your PR location.
Yeah, sometime it will. I don't know.
Sure. KO4ULP, NY4G.
73 is KO4ULP, and I'm clear.
For UIP, this is Whiskey 4, Tango Charlie.
4ULP.
Howdy, sir. Name here is Doug. We're running a radio merit badge up at Camp Old Indian. I'm wondering if you might want to talk to a couple scouts quickly. All right, hold on. Let me get me one. I'll put one on. We were just getting started. Hey, Alexander. This is Todd. Just give me a minute there. It's a little bit of the mic fright, so just hang on 1 second.
KULP. All right, Todd, I'll be standing by till you're ready.
KULP, this is KO4WTF.
KULP.
So, they were wondering, because we're, they literally just got up here about 5-10 minutes ago, and we really haven't gotten started much. They were wondering, how long did it take for you studying to get your license, and kind of how, what all did you have to do in order to make that happen?
So I'd say it took me about 4 months on and off studying. I didn't really study consistently. I kind of skipped a few days with studying, and it wasn't too terribly hard. When I first started, it sounded like Latin. It just didn't make any sense whatsoever. And then after I started studying, and I knew a ham operator asking questions, and then I was able to grasp it, and you know, just eventually got to the point where I could take the test and pass, and I don't regret getting my license. It was really worth the studying to do it, and it's been great, and I encourage everyone who is listening to get their license.
Hello, I'm Andrew. What type of radio do you have?
Well, PFJCID. Andrew, I am using a Anytone 25-watt mobile radio that I'm using as a base station with a 6-foot J-pole antenna on the roof. Welcome.
Who put it on the roof? How did you put it on the roof?
I put it on the roof. I had a ham operator who is a friend of mine. He's a retired fire chief, and he came and he hooked it up on the roof for me, and yeah.
WTF for station ID. We're getting some more questions for you, Alexander.
Standing by.
Yeah, Alexander, this is Noah. I was wondering, how long do you think you've been on a radio before, like time that you've spent talking or listening?
Little radio before I got my license that I listened on since January. It got on roughly every day.
So Alexander, we got one more coming over.
Hey, this is Matthew. What was the furthest you've talked to someone?
Talked, well, that depends on if I'm using a radio or an iPad, because you can use an iPad as a radio, and you can talk all over the world, and I was able to talk to Australia using the iPad, and then somebody else was using a phone or iPad on this repeater, and they were in the UK, and I was able to talk with them using my radio, but they're using a device and not a radio, but I think Georgia, from just using their radio with no iPad or device, would be the farthest.
What state are you in? Or are you just not in America?
South Carolina.
Four Whiskey Hotel Mike, monitoring.
Alexander, we got one more that's going to ask you a question here. Thank you so much for your time and patience. KO4WTF.
I'm ready when you are. KO4ULP.
Hello, my name is Logan. What city are you in?
Ville County and in Travelers Rest, South Carolina.
Alexander, thank you so much. I'm glad it worked out. And again, you know, if you have your radio on later today, we might be chatting in and out because we're just getting the class started. I didn't realize you're in Travelers Rest. We're really seriously just up the road from you at Camp Old Indian. So, yeah, we're probably not far from where you are.
It is actually pretty close.
We appreciate it. We're going to get our class moving. You have a good day, and maybe we'll get to talk to you later. KO4WTF, I'll be clear on your final.
Thanks, Todd. I'll keep the radio monitoring, and hopefully I can catch you again. KO4ULP, and I'm clear.
CR, M4WHM, over. 0TR, M4WHM. Contact, M4WHM monitoring.
ULP monitoring.
Alexander, this is Bill over at Rockwell. M4WHM, how are you?
Doing good, Bill, and hope you have a wonderful day today. What you've been up to?
Oh, I've been just playing radio. I've been doing some POTA hunting from the house. I decided not to get out and activate, so I've just been chasing down some other activators. just playing on HF and took the dog out, and I got my little portable now, so just watching the dog.
And I've just been pretty much playing around the shack most of the day, and I'm not sure if you were the station I tried to sign on earlier.
I was looking for Tom in 0TR over in Greer, see if he was on the radio, but made negative contact there. So, but yeah, I tried signing on about 5-10 minutes ago.
Before that, you tried signing on?
Negative. Like I said, just tried a few minutes ago.
I'm curious because I think another station that also had an. I think it was an M in there called Sign tried to sign on, but I couldn't respond. I was in the middle of a conversation because I was helping out with a Boy Scout thing that they're doing at a camp for a radio badge, and, you know, I was helping them out, and they wanted to ask me some questions, the Boy Scouts, and hopefully with that class we can get some more youth on there.
And I'm sure that was fun, getting to talk to them. I caught part of that conversation while I was monitoring, so you were doing a good job. Over.
I'm, you know, hoping that this will spike interest in them and they'll be able to get out on the air.
Hopefully they'll want to get their license and get active and get after it and have a good time. That's a fun hobby.
Truly a fun hobby, and it really is worth the studying to get your license. UHM, this is KO4ULP.
MMW KB2HXS, Jimmy, are you there? WKB2HXS. Access clear.
KO4ULP.
MMW KB2HXS.
And you know I just turned the radio on. And 4MMW.
And I got a camera in your truck.
I believe it. Coming through Greer now.
Okay, I just want to give you a heads up. Don't forget, when you come on my block, go around to the left. It'll be easier to back in the driveway.
Remember, quite well. You headed to work or something?
No, no, I go back to work tomorrow, actually.
I didn't know you had it. You got a 2 meter in the house?
I do, but I'm out in the car.
Antennas with an S. So you can not have to come out in your pajamas.
I'm straightening up my tools out here, waiting on you, and I turned the radio on. I have an antenna up at the house. I just, you know, didn't turn the radio on this morning. That's all. Stop. Leave me alone, Jimmy. I'm very sensitive today.
You didn't have enough to do?
Yeah, right. Oh, jeez. Well, I need to get a hunk of coax, a good RG8. Not that LMR 400 stuff, but I think there's like one step below it, which is supposed to be really good. I just need like a 50-foot piece with connectors on, and I can put the antenna, I can bolt the antenna on the side of the house and have a little bit better coverage anyway.
Let me scrounge around. I might have a piece there at the house. Not sure. I got so much. Let's see what I got in the file.
Well, when you get here, I'll show you exactly what I want to do. I mean, before I put the tower up, it'll be a temporary install. My wife will probably give me a little nonsense for it, but that's okay. I have to live with it. You don't.
Yeah, I have one 24/7 now, just about. She works a couple of days each week, but when she wants to.
She works out of the house, so. All right, I'll see you when you get here, Jim. Let me get back to doing here. I'll see you in a few minutes. KB2HXS, out of here.
See you Captain Abduct at Mobile.
Or ULP, monitoring.
Sir, 10-4 MLW, Jimmy, Mobile out here in Greer.
Hey, how are you doing today?
We're doing good. Got here, got to deliver a trailer and then go to Sparkburg, make a little purchase, I hope, and then come back home and probably do something around the house.
You got a pretty good day in store?
Did you get everything you wanted for Christmas? A new HF radio, a 70-foot tower, antenna to go on top, all that new radio 2-meter, 440, 220 gear?
I got a few hand signs for the shack and a 10-watt handheld is in the mail, so that will arrive here shortly. I wish I could get a 70-foot tower, but my mom does not agree to one of those in the yard. And yeah, I already have a HF classic rig here.
Yeah, I understand. If you live in a residential neighborhood, they probably wouldn't allow you to have a tower anyway. You got to be careful with the homeowners association stuff, because they don't even want to see a wire up.
On a small street, there's only 5 or 6 houses on our cul-de-sac, and we pretty much know everyone. One of them is empty, but some people are going to move in, and I don't know. I don't really think we have any of those rules to worry about, but I don't think they're opposed to a tower, but my mom does not want one in the yard.
Yeah, you got there's a lot of rules to one of those things, so you have to know a lot about them, and of course a good crank up is a good way to go. All right, man, I got to take a quick pit stop here, just about to where I'm going. And you have a great day, and Merry Christmas to you. I won't be able to talk to you anymore this week, but have a Happy New Year, too. So this is N4MMW Mobile.
And have a good rest of your day. KO4ULP, clear.